Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the first week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 8 through 15. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestest of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. And in this matter, I give my judgment. This benefits you, who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it. So now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable, according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 19. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. When we measure this rich man by the fruits of faith, we shall find a heart and a tree of unbelief. The gospel reproaches him for feasting sumptuously daily and for decking himself out in costly apparel. Reason does not regard such matters as especially great sins. It could even be that a man imbued with the idea of works righteousness would regard all this as perfectly in order, imagining that he had deserved all this by his holy life, without any real conception of committing sin by such conduct because of his unbelief. This rich man is not really reproached for his costly food and his splendid attire. Many holy men and women, kings and queens in times past, have worn costly attire, like Solomon, Esther, David, Daniel, and many others. The rich man in this gospel is reproached for setting his heart on these things, seeking, choosing, and clinging to them, finding all his joy, pleasure, and relish in them, and making idols of these things. This is what Christ indicates with the expression, every day. He lived in this glorious manner every day. He sought and chose this way of life deliberately. He was not forced to accept it by circumstances or because of his office. This way of life could not redound in any way to the welfare of his neighbor. He was simply concerned about fulfilling his own pleasure. He lived for himself and served no one but himself. Herein we see the secret sin of his heart. His unbelief and lack of true faith manifesting itself in selfish, sinful, and wicked fruits. Let us pray. Open our eyes and hearts to the needs of our neighbor, Heavenly Father, that our lives do not simply become a continuous exercise in self-interest and routines which promote nothing but ourselves, but keep our hearts open to receive your love for service to our neighbor, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.